This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Today, President Obama chose a member of Chicago's political dynasty to be the next White House Chief of Staff, William Daley.
He possesses a deep understanding of how jobs are created and how to grow our economy. And needless to say, Bill also has a smidgen of awareness of how our system of government and politics works. You might say it is a genetic trait.
In a moment, we'll hear about the political implications of the president's new choice for chief of staff. First, NPR's Ari Shapiro has this profile.
The buzz over William Daley has been all about his connection to business. But long before he worked for J.P. Morgan Chase or the Chamber of Commerce, Daley was part of a Democratic political machine. Political scientist Dick Simpson of the University of Illinois describes Daley as a force behind the throne.
Bill Daley is the youngest of the Daley children after of Richard J. Daley, the first mayor. And he is usually considered to be sort of the brains of the family. He's very capable. Often he has been campaign manager, but not candidate.
Daley's father and brother each occupied the mayor's office for about a quarter century. But Bill, the youngest Daley, stepped onto the national political scene in the 1990s as Commerce Secretary to President Bill Clinton. He worked with a Republican-controlled Congress on ratifying the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. Here he spoke to the National Press Club about a trade deal with China.
I hope we make this more than the usual sort of inside-the-beltway trade fight. Let's take it to a higher level.
That experience negotiating with Republicans may be helpful as he returns to a Washington where Republicans have gained power. Even in his speeches as Commerce Secretary more than a decade ago, you can hear themes that remain true all these years later. Daley is connected to business, and he's unafraid to speak his mind.
When I meet nation's top business people, as I've had the honor over the last year, the bottom line and the truth is I don't see much diversity. Fact of the matter is, I see 9 out of 10, or beyond that, white males.
When Al Gore ran for president in 2000, Daley left his cabinet post to chair the campaign. On a rainy November night in Tennessee, it was Daley who made the dramatic announcement that Gore was withdrawing his concession.
But this race is simply too close to call. And until the recount is concluded and the results in Florida become official, our campaign continues.
Gore ultimately conceded, and Daley went to the private sector. For the last several years, he has worked at the financial giant J.P. Morgan and Chase. Douglas Elliott of the Brookings Institution was at J.P. Morgan for many years, and he says Daley was known for his ability to bridge opposing views and negotiate a solution. It's a skill that will be vital in this new job.
In chief of staff's position, you're constantly trying to bring people together who have different viewpoints and perhaps different interests. Ideally, you are able to reach conclusions in that group without having to bring the president into it.
At the same time, some of the same attributes that centrists view as a strength raise warning flags for activists on the left. Liberals have been afraid that President Obama bows too quickly to Republicans and to Wall Street. Daley will need to deal with their feeling that his appointment confirms their fears. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.